This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A news agency affiliated with the terrorist group ISIS is claiming responsibility for today's bloody attack in Jakarta, Indonesia. This man explained to the BBC what he saw and heard.
I was pulling into the building with a couple of colleagues when we got a call from our office basically saying, "Where are you? You need to get pinned down because there's something happening. An explosion's gone off." We were pulling into the office. We got out of the car and an explosion occurred, maybe about 150 meters away.
Reporter Malcolm Foster says it's still unclear exactly how the explosions went off.
Local TV has reported three other blasts in other parts of the city, including neighborhoods where the embassies of Turkey and Pakistan are located. Police have held back pedestrians from the area where the attacks took place in central Jakarta.
In the end, the five attackers and two civilians lost their lives. Seven top GOP candidates take to the stage tonight for a debate in Charleston, South Carolina. The Iowa caucus is now just 2.5 weeks away. There's some very grim news in the latest report from the Christian watchdog group Open Doors.
The 2016 World Watch List documents an unprecedented escalation of violence against Christians.
Open Doors President David Curry, who says more than 7,000 Christian believers were killed for their faith in 2015.
Making this past year the most violent and sustained attack on Christian faith in modern history.
Once again, most of that blood being shed in hardline communist North Korea and in parts of the world controlled by Muslims. Higher lead content in the water has led to a high incidence of Legionnaires' disease in Flint, Michigan. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says they're doing what they can to help.
We've redoubled the efforts to make sure we get to every resident in Flint.
Officials say they have preliminary data indicating 42 cases of Legionnaires' disease between May and November of last year, leading to three deaths. More on these stories from townhall.com.
There are times when people need a little extra money, honest, hardworking people. Finally, there is a company that gets it that could help my listeners who need it. Avant. You simply go to avantoffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate, risk-free, with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If any listeners need an unsecured personal loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to avantoffer.com. Avant, that's A-V-A-N-T. Will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code BORROW. That's AvantOffer.com, promo code BORROW. AvantOffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
A movie being released this week about the ISIS attack on the U.S. diplomatic facility in Benghazi, Libya, September 11th of 2012, being released this week. There's already been a preview of theaters nationwide tomorrow. The movie is entitled 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Katie Pavlich, the editor of townhall.com, tells the Salem Radio Network the movie is very well done.
It leaves you angry, very confused about how things happened the way that they did, and really with grappling with the understanding of how Benghazi was able to happen, first of all, and how they were left there with no help for hours and hours.
Katie Pavlich, also a contributor to Fox News. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a 2.2% loss yesterday, 365 points down at 16,151. Futures are up about 90 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Officials say the number of short-fin pilot whales, those who've died after they were stranded on a beach in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, has now risen to 73.
For the last few days, officials and local fishermen in Tamil Nadu have battled to save the group of short-finned pilot whales. 2 days ago, they towed more than 30 back out to sea, but most have now returned to shore and died. It's unclear why the whales entered shallow waters in the first place and apparently became disorientated. One expert told the BBC that whales have such strong social bonds that once some in the group were stranded and died, the others may have been reluctant to leave that stretch of shore.
That is a BBC Jill McGivering reporting. Oil executive Harold Hamm expects the price of oil to rise to about $60 a barrel by the end of the year as companies in North Dakota, Texas, and elsewhere cut production and whittle down the current glut in the market. Right now, oil going for about $30.48 a barrel. More on these stories.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Well, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one and only Phyllis Schlafly, been a national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling 1964 book, A Choice, Not an Echo. Phyllis Schlafly, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Always good to join you.
Well, Phyllis, the GOP and Paul Ryan, who we'd hoped he was going to be our Obi-Wan Kenobi, kind of sold us down the road here. What happened?
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't seem to be any different from Boehner.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I don't know. It's such a disappointment. You know, we've worked so hard to elect the Republican Congress last time and the time before, and we expected some changes. We expected some fighters. We expected some people to stand up against Obama's executive actions, but somehow it's all the same.
Well, you know, Phyllis, here it is. I mean, we've got a $1 trillion deficit spending budget.
Nobody even talks about it.
How disgusting is this? I mean, we're just passing this on to our grandkids. I mean, forget about our children anymore. We've spent all their money. Now we're working on our grandkids.
Yes, that's right. And it is shocking. It's just shocking what they're doing. And unfortunately, we have these powerful forces. I used to call them the kingmakers, but now they call them the establishment or the donors or whatever. And they are apparently only interested in money, and they like to make money from the low wages of the immigrants coming in. And their whole attitude is why Trump is resonating when he says he's going to make America great again. We do want to be great. We want to think we're the exceptional country. That's why everybody in the whole world wants to come here.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, is this a systemic issue? I mean, you've been around this for a long time, and we vote in what we believe is conservative legislators to go in and change things, and it doesn't take long before they're just consumed by the bureaucracy.
Yes, that unfortunately has happened time and time again. But I do tell people we are a two-party country. If you're talking about some other system, I invite you to move to Europe and join one of those useless third parties over there. The fight is in the Republican Party. And that's where I've located my fight. I've been to every Republican convention since 1952, and my new edition of Choice Not an Echo tells you all the shenanigans that have been going on since 1964.
Well, some have suggested that the Republican Party is demonstrating, you know, four different faces, and it's been a bit bifurcated, and not that the Democratic Party hasn't been, you know, hijacked as well, but we just have to be able
able to, you know, regain ground and, you know, reinforce the fact that our proven conservative values have worked time and time again, and to overcome, you know, this powerful, you know, if you want to say, establishment movement to hold on to power and to keep things more of the same, which, you know, again, relevant to your book, the Republican Party becomes more of an echo and not a clear choice.
Yes, you said that very well. And I urge everybody to try to be a delegate to Cleveland, the Cleveland Republican Convention. You always wanted to go in to hot, muggy, humid Cleveland in the summer, didn't you, Bill?
Well, absolutely. Well, and then also you can take, while you're there, you take a break and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there and check that out, too.
Right, I'm planning on doing that. But at any rate, that's where the action is. And it looks like it might be more of an open convention than we've had in many, many years. And I urge people to be active. And you've got to shine up to your local Republican Party people so that you can get yourself named a delegate and then get yourself on the platform committee. And that's the fight of, I tell in my upcoming new book, it's going to be out soon, How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. In other words, we did it by changing the platform and making the platform pro-life.
Well, and this is the thing that people need to understand. I mean, this is the process that we go through in our country, but this is why it's a bottom-up movement, and it's about we the people. We cannot abandon the core principles of our U.S. Constitution, can we?
No, and of course, the reason for Trump's popularity is that he's speaking to the grassroots, and they know it. And they are tired of the establishment, and they like what he says, and they want somebody to take charge and kick out all the people who've been making money out of the system. You know, they always talk about bipartisanship. That's all a ruse to get the Republicans in under the Democratic roof.
Exactly. Well, and again, you talk about a clear choice. Trump is making it clear, and, you know, the establishment is getting real nervous on both sides for that matter.
Oh, it's so funny to watch. I haven't enjoyed TV and so much in a long time as watching the complete dismay and consternation of the establishment, of the kingmakers, that they can't get rid of Trump.
Yeah,
they just want to get rid of him in the worst way. They want to drop him in some hole somewhere, and they can't do it.
Well, they keep saying that he's done, but he lives another day. I mean, he's a regular cat, isn't he?
They keep saying he'll self-destruct.
Right,
but the more he says, the more, I'll tell you, just as a sideline, I go to church on Sunday, and I came out of church, and there were a couple of women standing to wait to talk to me, and they want to know, is it okay to vote for Trump? They wanted to get my permission.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, go for it.
Exactly. I mean, this, and that's the thing I hear over and over again. I mean, you hear people, you know, they're so tied up in their political correctness, they just can't even speak what's on their mind. I mean, you know, they kind of, like you say, very quietly, you know, say Donald Trump's name. And, of course, even at the Rose Bowl, somebody put up a sign. They did a, you know, one of those things with the airplanes, you know, airplane skywriting, you know, putting Trump down. And, you know, they don't realize that kind of stuff, Trump loves it because his name is out there. I mean, here it is, you know, probably one of the biggest watched, you know, events, the Rose Parade from Pasadena, California, and you've got skywriting, you know, putting Trump down. He says, what do I care?
That's right. And he doesn't need to buy any paid ads because the media can't resist putting him on because he gives them their ratings and they make all this money off of him.
Exactly. And, of course, he started his first campaign. He's spending a couple of $1 million a week. His first ad broke out. And no surprise, the focus is on immigration, fellas.
Well, that is the big issue. And it's just shocking, all these thousands of people whom Obama has let in. And there's no vetting of them. We don't know who they are.
Exactly.
Plenty of them turn out to be criminals. And I get so annoyed with these people who say it would be too mean of us, and it's our duty to let all these people in. No, it's not. We're a sovereign country, and sovereign countries have borders, and they're entitled to say who crosses that border and who doesn't.
We've got more from Phyllis Schlafly. Stay with us, America. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at Bill Martinez.
BusinessLive.com.
Not only online, but we're in over 270 markets across this country, ladies and gentlemen, and recently now being carried on shortwave around the world as well as we continue to expand the tent pegs of our influence here. And thank you for joining the good fight with us. Phyllis Schlafly is with us. Phyllis, let's talk about eagleforum.org. I'm going to remind everybody that you are the proprietor of eagleforum.org.
Yes, I founded it back in the late 1970s. And, you know, we won the most spectacular political victory of our time, which was to stop the Equal Rights Amendment when everybody was for it. I mean everybody, including all the congressmen, all the senators, all the governors, all the press, all the organizations, and we beat them all.
Well,
so
it's such
a good example of grassroots rising up and getting what they want despite all the efforts of the establishment. And we can do it again. And we have to do it again because our country is at stake.
Exactly.
Year.
If we're going to get this country back, we need to, join together, as we say, arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, and back to back. And I recommend...
the process. Because
yes.
The Founding Fathers gave us a great process. There's nothing the matter with it except we're not using it. So you've got to get people elected as delegates to the Republican convention, which will be in Cleveland later on this year, and that's when the big decision will be made of who is nominated on the Republican ticket. And I urge everybody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You, the fight is in the Republican Party.
Exactly, and we've got to speak up, Phyllis. This whole idea of political correctness and tamping sentiment down
is another trap. This has absolutely been
counterproductive to the cause and why we're losing this country. But as you say, Phyllis, you're greatly encouraged because you've seen it work. You've seen how the system can work, but it counts on we the people.
Yes, absolutely, it does, and that's why we in Eagle Farm have always been a grassroots organization, and we've been successful at it, and we're an organization of volunteers who care about the future of our country, the country that our children will live in.
Well, Phyllis, you had to know that when Paul Ryan and company passed this latest $1 trillion deficit bill, this omnibus bill that we're stuck with, when you have Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, saluting and cheering on this, you have to realize that we were on the wrong side.
Oh, well, that's right. And like a lot of people, I thought Ryan was going to give some changes, but he didn't.
Mm. Right. And you say that this was an attack on American jobs. Explain to our audience why.
Well, when you bring in all these foreigners, of course, they don't have any idea of our system of government. But at any rate, they're willing to work for low wages. And they have depressed the wages of the blue-collar people. And it's very hurtful to our society. Wages ought to be going up in a growing society.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreigners coming in who are used to living very poor lives are very happy to get any wage they can get from us. And that puts our people out of a job, especially of our entry-level job seekers, the ones looking for jobs for the first time. And all those summer jobs that our students used to take, they're taken by the foreigners, and they don't have the chance to make some money in the summer.
And, of course, the Democrats are giving them a way to have access to influencing our government. And as you say, Phyllis...
Hillary Clinton has announced she's going to enroll them all as voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what is that going to do with the trajectory of our political process?
Well, it's terrible because these people coming in, they don't even know what you're talking about if you talk about limited government, which is what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what you're talking about. They have no comprehension. They expect the government to solve all their problems.
Well, because the government has told them that. And they have leaders there on the Democratic side saying, look, you don't have anything to worry about. We're going to take care of you. Look at whether it's Obamacare, special government handouts at the expense of we the people who are continuing to see our taxes heightened. For what? To support a Democratic cause and their reelection? I mean, I guess it's a great deal and a great system on the Democratic side if you can get away with it and get people to pay for your problems.
Well, that's what they've been doing all these years, but we've got to bring about a change. And the American people have voted twice for a big change. The last two congressional elections were really a resounding vote for a change, but we didn't get it. And so it's time to make the congressmen stand up for what they said and what we hope they would do.
And this is why people are so frustrated, and they hear, you know, they hear a guy like Trump. And though he, you know, is not as delicate as some politicians have been, I mean, he's a businessman. And businessmen look at a return on investment. They look at the bottom line. You know, it's not, it gets down to, hey, are we doing something? Are we moving the ball in a positive way? And, you know, in the world of politics, this can be sometimes indelicate and problematic for the establishment. That's why they're pulling their hair out. But the grassroots are saying, wait a minute, he's speaking my language. Let's do something about this problem. Let's fix it.
Yes, and a lot of these grassrooters probably are not even registered to vote. Mm-hmm. And I wish they'd hurry up and get themselves registered so they can play a role. And if you're signing up with the Republican Party, see if you can get yourself assigned to go as a delegate to the Cleveland
Convention. Cleveland, exactly.
You know, when we were fighting the Goldwater battle, that was before your time, Bill.
No, I was right there with you, actually. Go ahead.
When we were fighting the Goldwater battle, I just know dozens, scores of people who made the expensive trip out to San Francisco. They were not delegates, but they made the expensive trip out to San Francisco so they could sit in the gallery and watch their delegate and make sure he voted for Goldwater.
Exactly.
That's the kind of dedication people had in their attempt to turn over the Lyndon Johnson administration. And we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they destroyed Goldwater after that. But
exactly.
But anyway, the party stayed together, and that was the beginning of the conservative movement. And it is a strong movement today because in Eagle Forum, we're all volunteers mm-hmm. and people who are dedicated to making this country great again. So that's why we like Trump's slogan.
Well, Phyllis, when you talk about the conservative movement, the evidence is so clear. It's empirical. It's solid. It's proven. Why does it fight consistently such an uphill battle when, you don't have to go that far back
money,
in history?
Money. Mm-hmm. It's money. It's money. I think this last law that Congress passed was a big mistake of saying that they can give enormous sums of money for candidates. And so the billionaires have rushed in to take advantage of that new law. Mm-hmm. And I think that's extremely unfortunate because a lot of people think their candidates are elected by receiving their $20 contributions from lots of people. Anyway, we've got to shape up our country.
Without a doubt. Well, like you say, the money, I mean, we're looking at this 2016 election, Phyllis, probably $2 billion it's projected that will be spent just for the presidential race alone.
Yes, and you notice how little of it Trump has to spend. This
yes.
is something that's so fascinating to me.
Mm, right.
And fascinating that they can't do anything about him. He's there, and they can't make him self-destruct.
Well, it's so funny because they want to kill him on one side, and the next side they're reporting on him and keeping him alive to live another day. So it is hysterical.
And make money off of the ratings that he brings to the TV.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, in my business, we say the message carries the day. And when you got the message, the media will have no choice. And right now, Trump has the message, no doubt about it. Phyllis Schlafly, I'm Bill Martinez. Phyllis, always good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
make a resolution for the new year, and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID.
What's your name?
Bill Martinez.
Just listen.
You've got it.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome back, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us. Well, you know, what do you think about, you know, what Patrick Wood had to share with us? Pretty scary stuff, but this has been the slow creep of, you know, what's happened across this country. We've got too many people that are just like lemmings, you know, following the way of what these elites are telling us. Because, you know, they say we don't know better. We don't know enough. We're not smart enough. But yet we're told, even with the founding of this country, you know, that we have God-given rights. These are to be exercised. If we don't exercise them, then we allow people to come in like these elites and take control of us, all in the form of this technocracy, this Agenda 21 stuff, the things that are happening, you know, with the United Nations. You know, it's like the wagons are surrounding us, ladies and gentlemen, and the enemy is, forget about them being at the doorstep anymore, they're inside, and they're having a party all at our expense. Well, Bonner Cohen is with us, PhD, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, and speaking of global warming and these agendas that are flying about, we're going to take a look at what happened in Paris during the GW summit. Dr. Cohen, welcome back to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, you know, we've been rather provocative this morning in terms of the conversation, and hopefully opening the eyes of Americans across this country to realize, you know, what is being done to us. Because while we are sleeping, there are people out there with a rather pernicious agenda, and as they continue to get a stranglehold on our way of life, we're losing our freedoms.
Yes, we certainly are. And you mentioned the agenda of the elites. And let's not forget the green elites, who are mm-hmm. among the most powerful, both in terms of the political power that they wield, as well as, in terms of the financial clout that they have. And at the recently concluded global warming, which has been rebranded to climate change summit in Paris, an agreement was reached among nearly 200 nations to reduce their levels of greenhouse gases by a certain level by a date certain in the years to come. For the United States, we said that we would, or pledged, and that's the operative word here, to reduce our greenhouse emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2025. Now, for our listeners, there are a couple of things that are really important to understand here. First of all, this is called an agreement. It is not called a treaty. It is, of course, a treaty in all but name. But had the Obama administration gone along with the word treaty, then, of course, as those of us who've studied the Constitution know, it would require a two-thirds vote of approval in the Senate. Well, those two-thirds votes aren't there and never will be there. So what did the Obama administration do? It got a treaty, slapped a new label on it, calls it an agreement, and an agreement in and of itself doesn't require Senate or any kind of congressional approval. The second thing, so what a lovely way to circumvent the Constitution. The second
exactly.
thing is the goals that were announced in Paris for all these various countries, rich and poor alike, are non-binding. This agreement contains no enforcement mechanism, meaning that nobody can be forced internationally to do anything. But let's not fool ourselves. The Obama administration will use our commitments that we made, or they made in our name, in mm-hmm. Paris, to further clamp down on the use of fossil fuels. So, yes, the agreement itself contains no enforcement mechanism and is non-binding, but in order for us to try to reach the goal that they aspired for us, they are going to further clamp down through regulations, executive orders, and other administrative actions, again, completely avoiding the legislative process in order to ensure that the use of fossil fuels in the United States is further reduced to the advantage of the renewable energy industry, a huge supporter of the Obama administration. This is primarily wind and solar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The purpose of which is to level the playing field, not through the marketplace, but through government fiat, so that fossil fuels take an ever larger part, ever smaller part of
yes.
our energy supplies to be replaced by unaffordable and unreliable and uncompetitive renewable energy.
Okay, that being said, I mean, you've laid this out brilliantly. Okay, we understand the scenario there. So what advantage, you know, to what advantage does that have for, you know, we the people, the common man?
Absolutely none whatsoever, and we were excluded from the process from the very beginning, and that was by design. You use the word elites at the beginning of the segment, and we have to understand that we are being ruled by elites who rule to their own self-benefit. This is a coalition of people who are in government but who may be outside of government after the end of the Obama administration, which will mercifully be with us in about 13 months. They will then return to what passes for the private sector in certain parts of the country, meaning that they will go to companies that tend to benefit from the decisions made in Paris and made in Washington and made elsewhere. The ordinary American citizen plays absolutely no role in this whatsoever. Self-anointed stewards of the planet teaming up with companies that are perfectly willing to act as rent seekers, to benefit from whatever decisions a government makes as opposed to actually competing in the marketplace. These people combine their considerable heft with environmental groups that have their own agenda on this and their own unique view of the world, again, completely divorced from the American mainstream, to put together what is actually a very potent coalition. One that is everywhere around us. You see it not just in the government in Washington, but depending upon which state you're living in, you will find them ensconced in state governments there and in your local communities. The purpose of their goal is ultimately to tell us how to run our lives. Mm-hmm. And if you want to run the lives of people in a society, one of the things that you want to do is get control of energy, without which nothing in society, including this radio broadcast, can function at all. Once you control energy, you have huge leverage over the masses, and that's exactly what this is all about.
Yeah, Dr. Cohen, this is a plantation model with 21st century technology. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. It's back to they owning us, a small group of elites, putting themselves in a position to be above the people, turn the Constitution upside down. I mean, they probably just snort at the mere value of the Constitution. And as President Obama, presented to us, saying that, well, the Constitution is elastic. So suddenly now it becomes a document based on perspective and whim as opposed to something that is well-founded and thought out.
Oh, yes, the contempt for the work of the Founding Fathers here couldn't be greater. They have shoved that aside, and as Fred Smith, the former president of the competitive enterprise here in Washington, once put it tragically and somewhat funnily, hilariously very well, the Constitution may not be perfect, but it's a lot better than what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And under Obama, he has nothing but disdain for the Constitution, and he has shown that repeatedly. And bear in mind that the coming back to the agreement in Paris, just to give our listeners some idea of how these people.
Okay, we got about 10 seconds left here, Dr. Cohen.
Look, the climate change is nothing but the pretext. Mm-hmm. It's the pretext for these people to seize ever more power over the rest of us.
Exactly. Dr. Bonner Cohen, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thank you, Dr. Cohen. 18 before the top of the hour.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you. You get to chime in. Your opinion really does count here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, our next guest is a dear friend. And I tell you, this is one of the highlights of my day, I got to tell you, because I've been looking forward to having her on the show. I've been, you know, chasing her down endlessly and selflessly to get her on the show. And I'm talking about Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Now, Lauren is a national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. She says she's a hometown girl. She holds two undergraduate degrees in music and communications from Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, where she was a homecoming queen. I'll never let you live down, you know. Homecoming queen. She, of course, made the dean's list legitimately the right way. And
a fifth-year senior. You got to get that in there. A fifth-year senior. I finally made the dean's list.
Well, see, your mom and dad knew you could. You're just like that little, you know, the little train that could. You could do it, right?
That's exactly right. But we got to be honest here.
Yes.
There's hope for everyone. Don't give up. You can still make the dean's list.
Yeah, really. And you can also, don't give up on your New Year's resolutions, which we want to talk about. But this is, you know, this is a feature. It's a weekly feature, and I've talked Lauren into this. Her and her husband have been so kind in putting up with me and my relentless attack to get her on the show here. But we want to do a weekly feature where, it's on your life, and let's give it living life with Lauren. I mean, it's just what you experience and what you run into and, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, people love that about you, Lauren.
Well, this is the thing about my personality. From the minute I was born, I kind of was a wide open gate. And whatever you want to know, I'll tell you. And my mother used to go, I just cringe because I never know what you're going to tell the world. I'm like, but we're all going through the same things. And so
exactly.
When we'll talk about it, we'll go, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that has a crazy life. We all do.
Yes, exactly. And that's what makes it so much fun. I mean, I often think that, you know, that's what God does. He looks down every once in a while, and we're like the Lucy and Ricky show, you know, another episode. We just keep on happening, you know, and right now today, I want to particularly talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, people are still talking about them. I mean, you know, we go into the year and we say, okay, it's time to turn over a new leaf, and hopefully it's not the same one, you know, that's underneath it.
Right.
That actually, we're going to do something different, but it's not only the resolution, but how do we keep them?
Well, this is the thing. This is my mantra. You know how you hear that a leopard can't change his spots?
Mm-hmm.
A leopard can change their spots. And for me, the New Year's is a time to tweak my character. It's a time to reset. And I think it's important for all of us to go, you know, this is new beginnings. We need hope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's important that we have hope every day. And if the new year, we can go, these are things I want to change in my life. These are things that I need to work on. You know what? That's okay for us to realize who we are and who we aren't and what we need to do to get there. So if anybody ever tries to say to you, oh, people never change, yes, they can. And as a side note, one of our favorite movies is the story of Scrooge, the
mm-hmm.
Christmas Carol.
Right.
Well,
right.
We love that so much. I think in one way, not only is it redemptive, but the dude is like, what, 90 something years old, and he finally gets it. He finally gets it, and he lives the rest of his life victoriously. And Charles Dickens knew what he was doing when he wrote that. And so I think about that often, that, you know, it's never too late to change and become who we're called to be. And I want to encourage everyone in that today, because if you're a place of going, is this thing still hanging on and I'm 50? It's not too late. You know, you can still become who you want to become. And to me, that's what the New Year's is all about. And you're talking to someone that still has their Christmas decorations up. So anyway.
You missed yesterday. Yesterday was official Take Your Christmas Tree Down Day. Did you know that?
No. Well, is it because that was the end of the Epiphany?
Yes, exactly.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to bask a little bit longer. And so I thought, I'm going to do it. If the neighbors want to talk about me, go ahead. I worked hard to get these up. I'm going to leave them up just a smidge longer. Not into February, but maybe another week.
Well, you know my kids, Lauren, and they always make fun of me because when they get in the car, I mean, it'll be April, could be June. And I'm still playing Christmas music. They go,
of
Dad. I go, you know, and then my one son, you know, I'm always, you know, Mele Kalikimaka. You know, that's one of his favorite songs. And he goes, Dad, it's July. You know, call me back in December. And it's go, hey, you know, any day's good for Mele Kalikimaka. You know, it's just
well,
a little,
it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
It's warming. And I do that same thing. If I'm going through a lot, I always have one Christmas CD in my chain of CDs in my car. And if I'm stressed, I'll pop a Christmas CD in, and I immediately feel better. And, I mean, I do know people that have, like, a Christmas room in their house, and they keep it decorated nice. Throughout the year, they just shut the door. And then when they need a little cheer, they open that door, go sit in there, and kind of regroup. And that's okay.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
nothing wrong with that.
No, okay, good. Now I feel better about myself. Yeah, exactly.
Bravo.
Well, good.
I love it.
Well, you know, and speaking of, you know, resolutions and, you know, and as you mentioned earlier, again, I want to encourage everybody, I know you feel the same way, is it is a process. And that's been my mantra, that life is a process. And, you know, you got to just, you hang in there. I mean, and there's a reason that God's waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, look, we got to attack this particular issue. You know, you remember Ben Franklin used to do is that he would take a virtue and work on it every week. He'd say, okay, I'm going to be honest this week at every cost. And then he would measure himself, you know, daily. And okay, was I honest here? Could I have been more honest and really deal with that virtue? And then the next week he'd work on another one. And, you know, he kept, cycling through life, dealing with these different virtues, which, you know, of course, we know him today. He was probably one of the early time managers, and mm-hmm. realizing that, you know, if you want to manage time, you got to be virtuous. If you're messed up, you know, and you're not very virtuous, you're not going to be a very good time manager.
Well, and it's going to take time. And mm-hmm. whenever I start working on a character flaw that I have, it seems like I get worse in that area for a while, and then I really want to beat myself up even more.
Right.
So it's almost like when you're focused on fixing something, it might get a little bit worse, but that's okay because you see it, And half the battle is knowing you have that issue and going, this is something that's really not benefiting me or anyone else. Like, I was born with two legs coming right out of my mouth, and so was my dad. And my mom used to go, honey, you just came by it naturally. And so that's something I've always had to work on is, okay, does this need to come out of my mouth? And that's something I've been working on for half a century. And I still keep working on it, but I think that's a great thing to say, hey, every month or every week, let's really work on this one thing and be mindful of it until I've conquered that area. And, you know, it still might slip back up years down the road, but then you get back on that horse and you try again.
Exactly.
And we're all on that path together.
Right. And you're so blessed because you got a husband that helps you get the shoe out of your mouth every once in a while, too, huh?
I think he's about given up. But bless his sweetheart. And he's the opposite. My husband is the type that he's really careful about what he says. Where I'm like, Robin, just say it.
Right.
So between the two of us, hopefully there's a balance somewhere. And I'm kind of empowering him to say more, to speak up, you know, to be more confrontative. And he's teaching me, honey, you probably don't need to say everything you think and everything that wants to come out of your mouth. I'm like, that's true. So we're meeting in the middle, iron sharpening iron.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I'm here in California. My mother, as I mentioned, had a fall, broke her hip, had a partial hip replacement. 91 years old. She's feeling better now because she's a quarter past cranky again. So we're liking this. And she was the same way. My dad, my mother and father. I mean, and I hear them because, you know, my dad coached our little league games and American Legion and that sort of thing. And you know, we were a big family, 10 kids. And you can hear my mother from the stands. My dad, I think only one time in all the years as a coach did he ever get in an argument with an umpire. And I think it only lasted a couple of sentences. It was very brief. My mother, however, was a running dialogue from the stands. And you could hear my father from a distance. You know, he would say, honey, honey, you know, which was the code for let's put a filter on it, you know.
Zip it. Zip it
exactly.
Up quick.
Yeah, but you know, this is the fun part of relationships, and is that we are a balance, and if we're allowed to, you know, be that balance, weaknesses and strengths, you know, Lauren, you've known me for a long time, and I've always talked about strengths and weaknesses, and I think that's the opportunity that we have in relationships, and, you know, why God in his ultimate wisdom brings people who can, you know, show us the weaknesses that we have. And, you know, I used to tell people, you know, the opportunity that we have is that if we can be vulnerable enough with one another, then your strength against my weakness makes me a better person and conversely. But it's, you know, having those kind of relationships that you can value and be that vulnerable with.
Well, and I appreciate it when people care about me enough to talk to me about something that's not okay and who I am, or if I've hurt them, or if I've embarrassed them, you know, because we're all so different. Like, you're one of 10. I'm an only child. So we're going to have, you know, different life experiences so we can help each other grow. And I want to encourage all of you that if someone does come to you in love and say, hey, can I talk to you about this, to be thankful. Because I think our first reaction is to be defensive because it hurts when people bring up things we need to work on. But to be thankful. And if someone has hurt you or someone's bothered you or something's going on in the relationship, don't pull back from them. I mean, if you want to think about things for a little bit, that's fine. Don't pull back from them. Talk to them about it. Because a lot of times a five-minute conversation can save a relationship. And in my life, probably three or four times, somebody will tell me something over a six-month period, and I'll go, okay, this is an issue. These are all people who do not know each other. I need to listen to that. Well, if any of them would have said, I'm just going to leave her alone. She is who she is. I wouldn't have gotten that. So you could be the third or fourth person down the line that has said something to someone they need to hear, and that could be what changes them.
Well, Lauren, we're out of time. Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchens Stewart has been with us, hometown girl, radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lauren, thank you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Dairy beverage. Goodbye. Every sip pays homage to our old world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.